All right, welcome back to the Tool War Podcast. I'm your host, David Jude. I'm here with Master Ju.
Another bright, sunny day? Well, no, it's not too bright. How's it going there, Mr. Ju?
It's going okay.
Just okay?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, well, this time we're going to be going back to Juche, or Kodong. And we're going to look at the Flying Rivers Turning Kick.
Should we come down to a conclusion? Which one is it?
Well,
I guess that depends on
that organization.
Who's watching this.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that it's our guys.
I'm not sure.
Under President Che, or is it those other guys?
Yeah, anyways, some organizations allow for both. They go, okay, in competition, I will accept both the Flying Reverse Turning Kick and then, or I'll also accept the Flying Reverse Hook Kick.
Right.
Some organizations is like, no, it's always going to be the Flying Reverse Turning Kick.
Right.
So which one should it be? Let's talk about pros and cons between the two kicks, right? And should you change it? Let's talk about the two kicks. The differences between the two. When do I use a Flying Reverse Turning Kick?
Well, they're very similar, first of all, right? And one is actually, well, when we look at, forget about the jumping, right? Or the flying technique. Flying is basically when both feet are off the ground. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. When we talk about reverse offensive hook kick or reverse turning kick, at the point of contact, the reverse turning kick, the leg is straight, whereas the offensive or the reverse offensive hook, I call it offensive because it's not a defensive technique, your knee is going to flick backwards. It's like you're hooking something, maybe hooking the back of the head, whereas maybe a reverse turning kick, not that you can't hook someone and hit them on the side of the head, but maybe a reverse turning kick would be like straight on, like to the head or to the body.
Right.
And you're not trying to hook it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's the main difference, I think, between the two.
So you do the reverse hook kick, it's a little bit easier to balance. And so you might be able to get like a higher jump, right? So if you do a reverse turning kick, it's kind of a little bit more difficult to do.
Absolutely.
Between, right?
Absolutely.
And so the application is different. So should you stick with the reverse turning kick?
Well, the question is, do you want to do it the way the general designed it or not?
Right.
Because in the encyclopedia, on all the version, it's a flying reverse turning kick.
Right.
Right. And so what we have seen over time in competition, we'll start seeing like this reverse offensive hook kick. And you go, is that right or wrong? Well, technically it's wrong. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Because it's not a flying reverse offensive hook kick. But the flying reverse turning kick is not easy.
Right.
Because it's a lot of body control. I mean, you could do it, but generally what happens, if you're going to do it fast, it's almost like you're whipping that leg and it kind of whips it all the way around.
Right.
I mean, if you really want to execute that technique, that's what you kind of have to do.
Right.
Right? It's got to... If you don't hit a target, it's going to whip all the way around because you want it fast.
Right.
But that's not easy in the pattern because you're not supposed to whip it all the way around. You got to come up, boom, and hit it at a 45-degree angle because it's a reverse turning kick. It's not side reverse turning kick.
Yeah.
And so you got to control that. You hit your target, got to control that, and then land. Mm-hmm. That's not an easy thing to do.
Right.
Right? And so... I think what happens is that, well, you know what? I can do it this way, flying reverse offensive hook kick. Mm-hmm. That's about it, and it looks fast and it's pretty powerful. And it might actually look a little bit better than a weak flying reverse turning kick.
Right.
So what am I going to do in competition? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that... a lot of people have been switching over to the reverse offensive hook kick.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they haven't mastered that technique in the pattern.
Right, right.
That's my guess.
Right, right.
But some organization does accept that, right? Because you go, and why would you do that, right? I mean, the pattern's hard enough in general. So I think we talked about this before. I think that when you're talking about Juche Kodong, it should have a higher point value. Mm-hmm. And if it's not perfect, okay, it might come down to the lower, you know, you're going to lose some point, but that point value might still be higher than, you know, eon.
Yeah.
Because of the difficulties, all the more difficulties in that particular pattern.
Right.
And so I don't want it to look like everything in that pattern might be really good, but then I threw in a reverse offensive hook kick versus a reverse turning kick, and depending on the judge, and go, that's wrong, and I'm going to vote him wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because right. it's not correct.
Right.
But it, overall, that pattern was better than Eon.
Mm-hmm.
And he loses? That doesn't sound right, does it? So if I do a reverse offensive hook kick, and yeah, it's not right, but hey, it looked pretty good.
Right, right.
You know, you're kind of like, okay, I'll take that and I'll vote that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why people are using that,
mm-hmm.
or they're afraid that they might lose because they can't control that reverse turning kick, flying reverse turning kick, maybe, mm-hmm. I don't know. Or maybe you have judges that go, you know, that was really nice, and that's the way to do it. And then everyone sees that. Oh, the winner, the gold medal winner did it that way. That's the way I should do it.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, we change the pattern. That's just competition.
That's competition. Well, I think one thing I'm kind of thinking about is that the distances of each technique is going to be different. To do a reverse hook kick, you're actually going to have to be closer.
Right.
Because you need to hook the back of the head, right? But when you do the reverse turning kick, the application was the strike in the face. So you actually have to jump back farther for that technique.
And that pattern requires you to jump backwards.
Right, so if you don't jump backwards,
then it's incorrect then as well.
You're gonna do incorrect, and then you're gonna end up too far forward, right? So now I'm kind of thinking like if you do the pattern properly and you think about the application, that the reverse turning kick would set you up better to finish in the correct spot.
True.
Thinking
absolutely
about that kind
true.
Of distance.
Yeah, absolutely right? True.
Versus the hook kick. The hook kick you might just do kind of in place, not because of the distance.
Oh, no, it's all really important because you do see a lot of people do juche kodang. We're going to just make it a new word.
Yeah.
Juche kodang. Is that when they start to finish it, that they're really too close. They didn't come back to that line.
Right.
And that is part of the problem.
Right, right,
they
right.
They don't jump back far enough.
Right, right. All right, well, let us know your guys' thoughts between the two kicks. As always, don't forget
The new name.
And the new name.
Juche kodang.
That's right. And as always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Take one.